Sex and happiness both enrich our lives, yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to another episode of Sex and Happiness, a show about your sex and your happiness and how much happier and how much sexier you're getting as a result of listening to this show. And believe me, that's my mission. That's my purpose in doing this show. It really is. But more comes out of it for me even than I don't even know if it comes out for you. I mean, all I know is I'm growing all the time because my guests are amazing, and I learn things from all of them. And today is actually going to be no exception to that. Today we're going to talk about relational healing. And I'm going to be talking to a master, really somebody who experiences energy and vibration in a way that most people don't. I've had other healers on this show before, but this man has just taken himself all around the world and just follows what I call inner guidance, or follow spirit, in order to get the messages that he needs. So let me introduce him formally to you, and we'll see how, you know, we'll see how what he says resonates with you, because what he says certainly resonates with me. His name is Jason Hairston. He's been my guest before, by the way. He was on my show a long time ago, and it feels like too long, so I'm happy to have him back. And here's how he describes himself. He's an intentional healer who incorporates techniques through music, speaking, and energy healing. And that's really as simple as it gets. So welcome to the show, Jason.
Hello, Lori. Thanks for having me on again. I appreciate the platform.
Yeah, it's great to have you. It really is. And it really feels like long overdue. So welcome back. But you've been around the world since I last had you on the show.
Yes, I have.
And you've picked up a few things here and there, I imagine.
Oh, definitely. I mean, really getting outside of the country was actually the first time I stepped outside of the country last year. So it really opened me up in ways that allowed me to practice my techniques deeper and to go deeper with people. So it's been a good experience, definitely.
And I can also imagine that there's different energies outside of the United States. Well, I know there are. And
oh, yes.
I know that people are more sexually free, and there some people are a little bit more trusting in different countries.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I went to Australia for 3 months and worked with clients all over Australia, and you know, they were even more open to me than clients here in America. And then I went to Bali, and the energy there was beautiful. It was very feminine and very flowing. And you can manifest immediately in Bali because the energy is so feminine. So I've got a chance to really experience some exotic lands and different energy that definitely helps me to build upon the wisdom that I already gained, you know.
So let's talk a little bit about that, because in my introduction to you, you know, it's not saying anything too complicated. Techniques through music, through speaking, and energy healing. And so people have a picture of that, you know, like a lot of people have been to have heard of John of God, let's say in Brazil, and there's lots of people who have either seen him at Omega Institute or they've gone down to Brazil. So I don't think we could say energy healing and make a blanket statement about it. So maybe you could talk a little bit about your energy healing, or when you woke up to it, and how you discovered that you had some, you know, really incredible power that would set you apart from other people. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, I started off being intrigued by energy healing by going to a tantra workshop. So I saw someone move energy. So when I saw that, I just emulated what I saw, and I just picked up on it naturally. And from there, I started going beyond that technique, and I started to go deeper into my understanding of how energy moves. And I was able to move energy in my own way. And I never trained under anybody. I just remembered. It was a remembrance that was unlocked within me. So now when I work on people and do energy healing. I call it quantum energy healing because now I work on people on a cellular level, on a DNA level. And now my clairvoyant gift kicks in, and I've seen trauma from clients in a past life. I've actually seen visions of them in their Akashic records, and I can actually go into what I see and comfort their child self from past lives. So it has gotten a little deeper as far as what I'm able to do. And it's exciting as far as how I'm evolving as an energy healer, because I always discover new techniques within myself as I go deeper and heal deeper parts of myself. More continues to be revealed. So it's a very exciting adventure just from that aspect alone, figuring out more things about myself and being able to offer gifts on an even deeper level than I ever thought possible.
Wow. It's, you know, it sounds amazing. How I can relate to it only is to say that since I became tantric, I mean, I never expected this to happen to me, which is sometimes in my courses, when I have a group of people and they're doing what I do for emotional release, a particular emotional release technique, although there's a few of them that I use this with now. Sometimes I put my hands on somebody's chest just or on their throat just to sort of wiggle them a little bit so that they get unblocked and they can make sound. And when I put my hand right on their sternum or on their heart or on their throat, I literally can feel the words that they never said that they needed to say when something was happening to them. Mm-hmm. You know, like stop it or get off me or don't you dare, or things like that, that they never were able, you know, the freeze, the fight, flight, freeze. Well, they froze in whatever was happening to them at whatever age it was, whatever time, and maybe even a past life, what you're talking about. And they didn't say those words. So I somehow can feel the words.
And that makes sense.
That astounds me.
Yes, because, you know, when we have trauma, in a past life or even in this life when we were younger, if we haven't healed from that trauma, that part of ourself is fragmented in that state, in that time frame. So whatever age that the trauma occurred in, when we get triggered, we react from this mentality that we were at that same age until we bring that fragmented part of ourselves to the present by healing it. So that happens a lot with me with clients as well.
So, yeah, that's like arrested development. Like mm-hmm. somebody gets stuck in an incident,
right?
And they can't get out of it when something reminds them. It's like something triggers the original trauma or the original incident, and they all of a sudden they're 3 years old or they're five right. years old or whatever age it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, amazing. So you started before to tell me before we got into record mode. You started to tell me about how people come to see you and about a particular client that flew to see you and didn't know, because it's hard to describe what you do actually in words because it's so much on the energy level. So
right.
tell a little bit about that. Someone comes to see you, they come to see you wherever you are for a week.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes I go out and I fly out to their place, depends on their arrangement, but I do self-mastery coaching. So it's getting to the point where it's becoming more challenging to describe exactly what that is because it's different for every client. And they'll say, well, what are we going to be doing? And I can't really tell them until I get with in front of them in their energy and their environment. And when they speak to me, when I talk to them, their communication with me reveals what needs to be healed. And then. And from there, I get guided to engage with them with certain exercises. It may be as simple as walking to the park. One of the main things I show my clients is how to walk in grace. So we walk and I show them how to tune into their walk, tune into their breath, walk with grace. Because most of the times we go through our life, we don't tune into our breath and that flow of grace. That's the flow where you can find that peace. So teaching them how to walk more with grace, you know, so,
well,
and it's, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I have a question for you. So you mm-hmm. said you didn't particularly train with a teacher.
Right.
I mean, I can imagine who you saw the energy work with in Tantra, but you don't even have to say. You have been trained in some things, though. Aren't you trained in Qigong and some other martial arts type of things?
Not at all. No training.
Not at all. It's all you just...
Yes.
You're I like... Just,
I just remember, you know, this is not the first time I've done this. I've done this in other lives. I've seen visions of myself doing things. So I just remembered who I was. Mm. And it's just all coming out, and more continues to unfold within me, gifts that I remember.
So powerful. Really impressive and powerful. And I know it's so. I mean, I just know it's so because I just know from myself, and I know from people that come to me for Tantra on a beginner's level or a mid-level or a very advanced level, and all of a sudden they burst out with things. I mean, I had somebody once studying with me who told me he couldn't swim. And he heard my voice saying in his head, "You can do anything. The limitations are in your head. It's what you're saying to yourself." And I walked out on a balcony and I saw him swimming laps in a pool.
Wow.
And I said, "What are you doing? You don't swim."
Wow.
He said, "I got over it." He said, "I've seen people swim. How hard was it to recreate that?" And I said, "But you're floating. You had to float." He said, "I know, but I heard your voice say that I was limiting myself, so I just stopped."
Wow, that's amazing.
So I know what you're talking about, you know what I mean, firsthand. I know for sure. Well, so it's amazing that you have these gifts. Okay, so we have just a little time in this segment remaining. So what would people, if someone was calling you up to say, "I need you to work with me," what would they call you up for? What would they say to you?
It depends on what issues they're having. People call me up because they may be having trouble manifesting a partner in their lives. Or someone may call me and say they have trouble finding peace within their lives. Or someone may call me and say they have a lot of sexual trauma they want to heal. Or they may just come to me because they want to clear some emotional blockages that they don't really know where the root is. You know, so it can be various issues that they may be having.
And then you have people who, you also must have referrals, because I've seen people do testimonies for you.
Yes. Yes.
So they refer their friends. They refer their. Do you work mostly with women?
Yes, I do. I've worked with men, but not too many men. I've had some men who come to me and then they shy away. So a lot of men who have shown interest, they end up shying away. And I have worked with maybe only like 5 men, really. Like, not too many men are coming to me to do the work. And I think it's a pride thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm actually waiting on a male client. He's going to do a testimonial for me because I want people to see that I don't just work with women. I think people think that I only work with women and that I'm just trying to work with women. And that's not the case at all.
Yeah, I don't get that from you at all.
Right. And I started the Atlanta Brotherhood Circle here in Atlanta, which is a circle that I host every other Sunday where men can come and they can get things off of their chest, things they want to talk about, they need to talk about. And I use my coaching skills to coach them through it. And we all share, give each other support and help each other get through tough times. So that's what I do want to work with more male clients, because I think that is very important, because there's so many women doing the work and I feel like there's not enough men stepping up to the plate to do
it. Amen. Yes, well spoken by my brother. Absolutely. We're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what may happen in some of your sessions. And then we're going to talk about some of your other creations, because I know that everything is created from you. It just like comes right out of your hand. So I'm talking to Jason Hairston today, and you're listening to Sex and Happiness. And Jason is really a self-made healer who has amazing skills, amazing intuition, amazing energy, and he's bringing some real solid healing to this planet. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back. Sexual. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra is safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations.
Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life? Get the best from relationships? Attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers. Only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
You know, I'm wondering if you've reached a point in your life where happiness seems a little further from reach than maybe it was a year ago. Does your sex life feel a little stale or hollow, like something is missing? Or maybe living seems like a constant source of frustration rather than moments of bliss? Each year, Butterfly Workshops brings together people just like you who are ready for a change. Our courses are structured to be lighthearted, full of laughter and humor, and also touch you in a way that involves real change. Inside our workshops, we take a look at Tantra, an ancient philosophy developed thousands of years ago. In all of the courses, we use simple yet effective techniques from Tantra to rid the body of anxiety, boost our sex life, and bring happiness and fullness into our lives. Our next Butterfly Workshops introductory course, Bliss, will take place in Phoenix, Arizona on April 30th, and I'm hoping that you choose to join us. For more information, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com. Let's make love tonight. You're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and today I'm interviewing Jason Hairston. And, you know, Jason, I wanted this interview to be about relationships because you post very interesting things often about relationships, like I see them on Facebook. Like, here's one, for example, that you posted. The power behind loving patience can transform your entire way of being. And so I take that to mean, okay, personally, but I also take that to mean in a relationship, if a partner can be patient with the other partner. Here's another one. I'm noticing being invited into a space of unconditional love can be very intimidating for most people. I understand. The island of vulnerability cannot be seen from the shore. You have to be courageous enough to keep swimming towards the unknown without succumbing to the fear of possibly drowning. These are your original quotes. So wisdom just pours out of you. How is it that is it because of your own relationships that you had as a lover, partner to somebody or whatever? Where did the wisdom about relationships come from?
It definitely comes from my own life experience and from watching everyone's relationships around me. And because I understand how energy moves, in its entirety. I can literally see how energy moves within a relationship. I can see how the energy moves within circumstances. I can read the matrix. And I know that when it comes to harmony, it's all about efficiency. So if there's any chaos or there's any dysfunction, that means that there's a lack of efficiency somewhere. So what causes the lack of efficiency? A blockage somewhere. So where is the blockage? We find the root and we pull that out of the stream so the water can flow more efficiently downstream. So with that being said, I am very honest when it comes to sharing my experiences. So when I work with clients, I tell them about my experiences and what I've been through to show them that I'm not perfect either. And this is what I did and this is how I reacted. And here's what you can do to respond instead so you don't have to go through this experience in a dysfunctional manner. You know, so it's all about my life experiences and watching the experiences unfold around me. I like to people watch and I watch everything. I'm very observant.
Well, it's just, it's amazing. I mean, I don't know if this one is yours, but I saw this one, I don't know, earlier in the week or last week. It said, the best apology is changed behavior. And I just went, oh, that's so brilliant.
Yeah, that's not mine, though, but that's a brilliant quote, yes.
Yeah, so we could say that I've been a fan of yours for a long time since we first discovered each other. And, you know, I'm watching you travel and really take your rightly place in this, in the world of healers, in the world of Tantra, or, you know, and larger. And it's just amazing to me how you're really blossoming. So can you tell us some experiences of people that got healed around you? I mean, I know people can find testimonials, but are there any that just stand out for you? Someone came to you and they were like this, and then they turned out like that.
Yes, actually, I just worked with a client last month. She flew in from LA to work with me for a week. Now, she was already trained in Reiki, and she wanted to learn my particular energy healing technique. So it was interesting because when she came, you know, the whole, because see, I'm in a different place as an energy healer, because when I do my healing, I'm so far out of the mind when I do healing. It's a complete let go. I surrender to my higher self, and the movements of my body and how I move the energy comes through me, and I allow it to happen. So whatever needs to happen within a session will happen because of my allowance. So I was teaching her how to allow that higher part of herself to come through and assist, and how to co-create with that. So by the end of the week, she got to a level, because I had my friends come over to get free sessions so she could practice. By the end of the week, she was pulling energetic parasites out of people, something she's never done. She was seeing the child version of the clients. She was seeing the Akashic records. And she was doing things that she didn't know she could do. But I saw that inside of her, because I was doing long distance energy healing with her over Skype. So I saw her potential. But when I taught her how to allow, her energy healing techniques went to the next level. And it was kind of hard for her to accept the fact that she was doing these things so quickly. But all I did, like I told her, I just guided her back to her own remembrance, because she's done this before. I was just the guide to get her back to that place.
Wow, that sounds very, very powerful. I mean, I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting something like, you know, a massive healing, like somebody who couldn't allow someone to come near them, either for an embrace or sexually or whatever, which I imagine might be a common theme for you. But I wasn't expecting to hear that somebody was a Reiki healer and then you brought them up, you know, 10 notches or something.
But I've also, you know, I've worked with clients, like, you know, the example, a woman, and, you know, a lot of times I'll work with a woman and I connect with them energetically in an intimate way without intercourse being involved. And that really cracks their heart open on a whole nother level, because they can see that the connection is not just based around the physical. So there was a time I had a woman just, we and I do energy healing sessions. Sometimes I just sit in front of a client, just face to face. So this is that. Matter of fact, I was in Phoenix and I just held her
hand. Don't make me cry. Because we missed each other.
That won't happen again when I come. But so this woman, I'm moving energy through her and she just starts crying and bawling and just falls. She puts her face into my hands and just starts crying. You know, because I cracked her heart wide open. She felt that deep love and she knew that she was able to allow and able to be vulnerable in a safe space. You know, so I always create that safe space for my clients where they can feel safe. And that's important to me.
That really is. It's so important. So, okay. So that's an example of what I was asking you about. You're providing something. And I love also the fact that you're not having, in quotes, sexual relations with your clients. I mean, it sounds like you're holding space in the sacred masculine to, and it doesn't mean it's not intimate.
Right. I don't have to go there, but you know, I don't talk about this a lot, but I am a sexual healer as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't have to go there to assist in healing.
I rest my case.
Right.
I absolutely rest my case. It's, you don't have to. Well, then now I'm going to talk to you a little bit about your personal life now. I mean, I'm talking to you about your professional life and some boundaries that you have. And you don't have to go there to necessarily create a sexual healing with somebody. You're actually, when I say sacred masculine, I mean holding a safe space and witnessing and noticing and being present to what's the possibility, what's the potential in the space. It sounds like that's what you're doing and that you're sitting opposite knee to somebody or you're holding somebody's head or you're holding them. You might be holding them and you might be butt naked. I don't know.
Oh, no. When I do my sessions, it's fully clothed.
Okay.
Know, so there's no need. He has to go there.
So I'm the same way as you, but there's so many people in our world, in our common world, who feel like the only way they can have sexual healing take place is if they actually have literal sex with a person. And I don't think that's necessary, and you've just proved my point.
Yeah, and you know, and as far as what I do, as far as moving energy, a woman, look, I worked on a man on the table, a gay man in California. He went to an orgasmic state. But see, I don't even look at that as a sexual, I didn't sexualize it. And even when a woman goes into an energetic orgasmic state, when I have her on the table or if I'm working on her, just sitting in front of her, I see it as them going to a state of bliss. And I can hold space for a woman without sexualizing it. I can actually do that. You know, if I wanted to, I could take it to a sexual healer place where that could be part of it, but it's not necessary. And I just look at it as me just projecting love. And like I said, I want to say this one more time too. For me personally, I can witness the orgasm without sexualizing it. And I think that is really hard for people to do. And I'm not saying that you have to do that. I'm just saying this is my perspective of when I work. You know, I'm able to separate the sexual nature from the healing.
Well, that's called, at least in my train of thought, that's called transpersonal. It's like transpersonal sex. You're working with an individual, but you're actually creating a healing that has planetary effect. So it's not personal to you and the person, even. You're healing a person who has a trauma, who's one of many people who have a trauma from living this life in this world, and you're not sexualizing it, you're taking it to another level. It's a higher octave. You know, that's the way I look at it. I feel like it's a higher calling. It doesn't have to be you proving you could do this as a man, and you proving you could do this with yet this woman, and yet this woman, and yet this woman, and then they're all yours. You're not putting your mark on them that way. You're just doing the healing. It's coming through you. It's fabulous. Really fabulous. I like this interview so much better than our last one.
Is that right?
Now, I want to ask you this because, you know, it's I have some challenges in this area, and so I'm asking you, and that's about personally. So when you get involved with a person relationally yourself, then how do you step out of the healer teacher role and be, you know, and do all these great things with the person, like the movement and the music and the everything, and like kind of keep your healing hands out of it? Or do you?
You mean as far as with my woman, my part of my life? Well, it's like this. Being who I am, being a healer, is so integrated within me that it's almost like just my state of being will assist in the healing in some form of fashion, just from how I move, how I talk, what I say. You know, I will trigger you. You know, it's just my perspective alone will trigger you. So if you're not ready to face your shadow, you will not feel comfortable around me. And it's not like I'm attempting or trying to trigger someone or anything like that. It's just that I'm so transparent and so open and so truthful that it's going to trigger you. So in my relationship with my girlfriend, we really focus on self-healing and healing, helping to assist heal each other. So we want to face the triggers together and help each other through it. We feel like that's the whole purpose of a relationship, is to come together and assist in our healing and to rise together within our healing. So there's never any pressure where I'm, you know, trying to watch her every step or be overcritical. I just allow her to walk her path. And sometimes I may see where she's about to do something, make a decision where she's going to experience some pain. But if it's not something severely physical pain or something where she's going to get harmed physically, or, you know, it's real dramatic, I'll let her make that choice so she can learn whatever lesson that is she needs to learn within that pain. And then when she comes to me, I assist her to help find a lesson within it.
That's great.
But for me, I'm all about having fun, though. I'm spontaneous, so I'm lighthearted, and I have a good sense of humor. So me and my girlfriend, we have a lot of fun, and people probably think that I'm extra serious all the time, and that is not the case at all. So I'm all about exploring together, having new experiences together, and just being open and honest. And I always she knows that she can tell me anything, and I won't be judgmental. You know, if it's an issue, we can work on it together. I can help you.
Yeah.
So it's awesome. I'm in a beautiful relationship right now. And my current partner, she's one of the realest people I've ever met. And, you know, she owns her shit, pardon my French. And so do I.
That's great. And you're based in Atlanta at this point.
Yes, I am. Yes.
Yeah, when I met you, you lived in L.A. and then you were traveling, and now you're in Atlanta. Right. And so I'm excited about that, since I'm coming to Atlanta soon. Cool. Let's take another break here. And when we come back, I want to talk about what's next for you, what you're creating, what some of the latest creations are, and where you see the direction going. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers. I'm talking today with Jason Hairston, who certainly helps people with their sex and happiness. There's no question about it. He's traveled the world doing it, and he's going to keep doing it as far as I know. And he's really talented and powerful. So stay tuned. Let's hear what he's doing next. We'll be right back. I'm inviting you to open to the path of true love, power, and freedom. Did you ever stop to think that love is your birthright? That you don't need to earn it or prove it, you just need to live it. If you're ready to radically enliven your sexuality and dive deep into the heart of your wild, erotic nature, then I'm inviting you to join us for the Spiritual Sexual Shamanic Experience. There are two that you can choose from that are coming up. One is in Montreal, May 22nd to the 29th, and I'll be co-facilitating that with Crystal Dawn Morris and Frank Mondose. The other one is in Western Ireland, near the Cliffs of Moher, and that's June 6th to the 12th. And I'll be co-facilitating that with Elaine Young and Rex McCann. Either way, I would love for you to consider this week-long, amazing, spiritual, sexual, shamanic experience. You can find out more about them at sexualrenaissance.com, that's the one from Montreal, or on Facebook, go to ISTA, Ireland, and there's where you can find out more about the one in Ireland. Please consider this seriously, because love is your birthright.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
Do you want to deepen your intimacy while being on the perfect vacation? I'm talking about an all-inclusive vacation with a nude beach, a prude beach, and an exceptional nightlife and plenty of entertainment. And there's so much more. In really fun classes every day, I will take you deeper and deeper into couples sensuality, into intimacy, and enhanced communication as the week progresses. I also will offer private or semi-private sessions by appointment. I'll offer sessions in sex magic, G-spot stimulation, female ejaculation, and men's ejaculation choice. These are all topics that can be covered. When?
October 15th to the 22nd, 2016.
Where? Hedonism 2 Resort in Negril, Jamaica. For more information or to book your room, call Tom's Trips at 800-285-0853. That's 800-285-0853. Please book now. I can't wait to be with you in Jamaica. Let's make love tonight. You're listening to Sex and Happiness, and I'm Lori Handlers, your host. And today I have this amazing person on my show, Jason Hairston, who really is self-taught. He's what they used to say about Americans. They were self-made men. And you are one, Jason. You're a self-made man. You've opened up your remembrance, what you call it, through your own volition, through your own energy, through your own desire and intention. And it's very palatable. I mean, I can feel it coming across the microphone to me. And when I watch your videos, I can see it coming out of your hands. So let's talk about that a little bit. You create a lot of videos on YouTube. How can people see those? And what's your latest and greatest creation? And what are you doing next?
Okay, yes. People can watch my videos on youtube.com/adeeperlove9, the number 9 altogether, A Deeper Love 9. And right now I'm excited because I'm doing a lot of different things. I am putting together shamanic dance healing circles. And this is an event that I do with women to, it's like a group energy healing session. And I use this event as a way to rebridge the gap of trust between men and women. Because a lot of my clients, they have a lot of issues with trusting men because of trauma from the past. So I serve as that bridge to rebuild the trust by doing certain exercises and meditations. And I do my shamanic healing dance, in the middle of the circle to move energy. And it's like a 3-hour event. So I'm planning those all over the country right now. And also I've connected with Catherine Aduni, and we're doing the yin and yang conversation gatherings, or circles rather, to where we're going to bring men and women together and discuss relationship issues and give people tools on how to overcome these issues. And we're going to do a very special event soon where we're going to have men on one side of the room, women on the other side of the room, and we're going to have all the women tell all the men things that men have done to hurt them. And we're going to take notes of what those things are. And the men can't speak. They got to just listen. Then the men are going to tell all the women on the other side all the things that women have done to hurt them. And we're going to take note of that. And then once everything is on the table, me and Catherine, we're going to assist in healing these issues that are on the table that have been voiced. But I think one of the biggest issues between men and women is that we don't really tell each other how we've hurt each other. We just react and get triggered and react and get triggered and react. So I feel like it's very important for us as men and women to come together and have the desire to heal these issues that we have amongst each other so we can have deeper relationships and better sex and better families, which creates better communities, which creates a better country, which creates a better world.
I'm very thrilled to hear that. I'm very thrilled about that whole thing. Catherine was my guest on the show 2 weeks ago, and we talked about the shadow. Mm-hmm. And we mentioned you and said that, you know, she said Jason, blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, wait a minute, we have to say Jason who? You know, my listeners don't know who you're talking about. So I said Jason Hairston, and we talked about you a little bit. So she was talking about doing that shadow work. She didn't mention this, I would call this kind of like a council where you're putting the women on one side, the men on the other, and you're having them tell. I think it's brilliant. I think it's awesome. And that the two of you are taking it on to then go to work on the healing of these issues so that when the people leave the room or the event or whatever we'll call it, that they'll be healed from it. It's not just a place where people have a bitching session.
Right, right.
And you know, I don't know if you know this, my vision for a very long time, at least 20 years, my vision has been women and men dancing in eternal ecstasy on earth now. And so when you were laying that out, I said, yeah, that's right there. That's right in my vision.
Yeah.
Seeing them do the cha-cha of communication, you know.
Right. Communication is key, you know. But where me and Catherine, we're putting together an event now in April to where we're going to do a basic gathering, to where we're going to do just a Q&A. And we're also going to ask a couple in the audience to come up, and we'll do coaching live in front of everybody, you know, and break down the issues right in front of everybody. So it's a lot of exciting things coming up. I have more clients that I'm going to be working with. I'm going to speak in Toronto at Tantra in Toronto in September. My subject is sexuality beyond objectification. So I'm excited about that.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. So a lot of things are popping up, and there's going to be a lot more traveling and teaching, and I love it.
That's great. So if people, let's say people want to have an event with you. Well, first of all, let's say somebody wanted to have some kind of a healing with you. You said you will go to them or they will go to you. So how would they set something like that up?
Okay, they can go to my website, jasonhairston.com, and just email me and we can set something up. I work on people. I do energy healing also through Skype. I work on clients all over the world through Skype. I have a place in Atlanta where I do energy healings. And I also offer self-mastery coaching, which is more about reprogramming the psychological aspect of your perspective. Mm-hmm. So you can learn how to find the lessons within your pain, to learn how to read the circumstances around you so you can find out what's the more efficient route to take. So
that's big. Yeah. That's very, very big. And then, so it's, I'm going to just spell it out, Jason Hairston, just in case.
Okay.
It's J-A-S-O-N. H-A-I-R-S-T-O-N, jasonhairston.com.
Yes.
And then to organize, if you were to organize this shamanic, what do you call it, shamanic movement?
Yeah, shamanic dance healing circle.
Okay.
So if you would like to do, and when I do the shamanic dance healing circles, I have just a max of 20 women when I do the circle. So I can do it in someone's home. So I'm putting together right now, I'm going to do two of them in New York soon. And the woman just opened up her home. She's bringing 20 women in. And I'm going to do two circles while I'm up there. I'm planning on doing two circles in Denver, Colorado. I'm working on putting together a circle here in Atlanta. So it's a real intimate circle. And anyone, if you can get 20 women who are interested, I can come to your city and we can put together the circle and we can make it happen.
Okay, that's good. That's a great invitation and a call to action. So let me ask you this. We have a few minutes left. What tip, you know, if you were to look at all the things that you know about relationship and all the things you know about individuals in relation to themselves, you know, what really would you say would be a bottom line tip for people to get from you? Like if you were to distill your wisdom, Where could somebody start? Let's say they never come in contact with you, but they want to come in contact with themselves. What would you tell them to do?
The first thing I would say is, if you want to have better relationships, you have to be honest about your own pain and where you feel it. That's the first step. Because all of that pain that you're in denial about is the very pain that's keeping you stuck from having a deeper connection with other people. So if you can be honest enough to say, first step, I am in pain because, and be honest with the reasons that come after the word because, now you can take a deeper look at yourself and you can start to get to the bottom by seeing it first. You have to acknowledge it first. Because anything that we're not acknowledging as far as our trauma is holding us back, not only when it comes to relating romantically, but when it comes to evolving as a human being. So I would say, be honest with yourself. That's the first step.
That's a beautiful. I mean, I'm thinking to myself, I'm not even aware of, in my life, I wasn't even aware of pain until I got to the bottom of anger. You know what I mean? Like, I had to get through layers and layers and layers of anger before I ever knew there was any pain under there. And I felt pain about abandonment. And, I don't know that it influences me much anymore, but I do know that it does come up from time to time. Mm-hmm. You know, that there's all of a sudden a fear, or there's some ouchie. And when I really look at it, I go, oh, there that is. But if I could just say it, it kind of doesn't have a hold on me anymore.
Right, right. Once you point the light on the shadow and expose it, that's when that little piece of you, it has to come to the surface, and you have to face it now. You know, so a lot of times we don't want to face the ugly parts of ourselves that we don't like. We'd rather tuck it away somewhere and not face it. I had a colleague of mine say that they don't believe that you have to experience pain to heal. And see, there's no way around it. If you have trauma, and if for you to clear the trauma, when it comes up to the surface, you're going to feel the same exact pain that you felt when the trauma happened as it's coming up and out. There's no getting around that.
Exactly.
But
you don't have to re-experience the incident. Like, you don't have to be, like, if it was a rape, you don't have to re-experience the rape. You just have to feel the pain that you wouldn't, that you got stuck in then.
It's going to come up. There's no running from it. Right. So that's the piece that people don't want to face. That pain they felt from the original act that created the trauma, when it's coming up to heal, they feel it. They feel the feeling of it. They push it back down because they remember how traumatic it was and they don't want to feel it again. But you have to feel it and purge it to clear it.
Jason, you're a brilliant man.
Well, thank you. I'm only a reflection of you.
You're in that genius area. I'm really proud of you. I'm thrilled to know you. And I'm really excited about the work you're doing and how it's evolving. So I thank you so much for being my guest today on Sex and Happiness.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and we'll figure out a way to get you to do that shamanic piece here.
Yes, let's do it. Let's
here
set it
in
up.
Phoenix. Yeah, but I think I'll see you in Atlanta first.
Okay.
Everyone, I hope you enjoyed this show today. I want to really thank you for tuning in. And I want to let you know that my guest next time will be talking about how she got naked and body painted. She got body painted in her nakedness and had a video shot of it so she could deal with her bodily shame and all the messages that she carried and the things that told her she wasn't good enough. How she created this unique way to break through. So she'll be the guest next time. Please come back. I look forward to having you with me on Sex and Happiness. This is Laurie Handlers signing off.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Laurie and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Oh.